So you already know what happened. I had a morning appointment in my own home. I was excited because I had my first session as a prostitute with 3 men at once. I mean, that's a whole lot of money. And they didn't pay. They didn't pay for anal. That's way, way higher than I usually charge because let's just say I'm not the best whore when it comes to anal. I'll do it, but it just hurts. I don't love it as much. So they didn't pay for it, but when that session got started, they went for my asshole. And I told them to get the fuck out of my house. You don't disrespect me. And, you know, and trying to put it up my ass is you're raping me because I'm telling you no. Just because I'm a prostitute doesn't mean you get to fucking rape me. But they brutally gang raped me. It was fucking terrible. My husband got involved. They made him watch and his sick fuck self got hard. God, he can't even hardly get hard for me when we fuck. And here he was, hard, watching his wife get gangbanged in all my fucking holes. It was terrible. Terrible. They would anally rape me and then put their cocks right into my mouth, making me taste my own filthy ass. It was fucking disgusting and terrible. It was so embarrassing. Like, I hear that from women that get raped, how embarrassed you feel. And I had a crowd, if you will, all these men, but also my husband. So my husband is seeing me in the most embarrassing, you know, experience. It was goddamn terrible. But it got worse. It got way, way worse. My poor little girl, who's only 5 years old. God, I could just wring her neck for coming in. And I tried not to scream during my gang rapes. I tried mostly so I wouldn't alert her or my son. I didn't want them involved, obviously. But I guess I can't blame her that much because she's just a curious child. She thought her mommy was in trouble, which I was, but that's not her place. It's not her place to be in the same room as her mom gets raped. And they raped me while she watched. It was terrible. She was so confused because she's only 5 years old. So, of course, she doesn't even know what sex is. And she saw her mommy getting hurt and the look in her face, you know, seeing me fucking naked with men that weren't her dad. And then her dad sitting in a chair, not doing anything. The poor, poor girl probably, who knows what she thought. It was fucking terrible getting raped in front of my 5-year-old daughter. And they even made her come over. They made her suck one of their loads right out of my ass. And she was so, oh, she's crying so hard because she, you know, was forced to eat something. For one, that's from her mom's private area. And I was bleeding there. And of course, cum tastes terrible. And I thought that was going to be it. I thought that was it. But then they gave me a choice. Me and my husband a choice. That either my husband rapes my daughter, which he's never done. We're not those kind of parents. My child is never. She doesn't even know what sex is. And so they said either dad rapes his daughter in front of them or they gang rape her. And to me, the answer was pretty fucking simple. he's going to rape my daughter. We're going to sacrifice the three of those sick fucks not raping her. And so we got on the same page. But those sick fucks, some twisted, sadistic fucking mind game. They said no. No, that's actually not even an option. There was never an option that they were going to rape my daughter in front of both of us. And I begged and pleaded. I offered them anything. I offered them everything because I did not. I mean, getting raped by these men was one thing, traumatic enough for me. But to watch my poor 5-year-old daughter get raped, brutally raped by multiple men in front of me, and I couldn't do anything about it. They had guns. I know they did. It was terrible. And to make things even worse, my son, I was, of course, I didn't wish my daughter was there, but I thought I could at least save him. Hopefully he stays there. But he heard his sister crying. And like the good brother he is, he came in to check. And he walked in, he sees his mom. He sees me with no clothes on, for one. I mean, that's enough. I mean, my son is only 13 years old. So he sees that. He sees a group of men with their dicks out. He sees his father with his dick out too. Let me just say, it's still hard. I could absolutely murder my husband over this day. Such a fucking pervert. I had no clue he's a fucking pervert. But anyways, my son comes in and I think, okay, hopefully, I don't know, like, they don't want anything to do with him. Maybe they're just into little girls or something. But no, they got a smile on their face. They got really fucking happy, actually. And said he was going to get it as well. That brother and sister were going to get raped at the same time while mommy and daddy watched. And my poor son, like, I know he has a girlfriend. I know my poor son is not gay. And I thought, oh my God, this is going to ruin him. This is going to ruin him. This is the worst fucking age. I mean, if he was any younger, it'd be terrible. But it was just all that could go through my head is this is going to ruin his life. He's never going to be the same after this. Getting brutally raped by men, for one, being forced into gay sex in front of his mother, in front of his dad, in front of his sister, and my son, God bless him, he tried to, like, punch one of the guys, and they just punched him right back, put him in his place, and, oh, it was just terrible, because I couldn't do anything. I couldn't do one single thing. And all I knew to do in that moment as a mother was try to make this terrible situation better in any kind of way that I could. And so I quickly just explained to my little 5-year-old that what was about to happen was going to hurt her so bad. And I just told her to be a good girl and to be a big girl. And I let her know that mommy and daddy, although we really wanted to help her, we wouldn't be able to, but I would make it all better afterwards. And then I went to my son and I just apologized to him. And then this whole time too, I'm thinking, this is essentially all my fault, isn't it? If I wasn't a fucking prostitute, if I didn't invite these men into my house, this would never happen. This would not happen. So now I'm blaming this whole thing on myself, and I still do. I still do. If I wasn't a dirty fucking whore, a working prostitute, my children would still be innocent children. I told my son, I just told him to just think of anything else. Think of anything else except the moment. Think about his girlfriend. I tried to tell him that I was just so sorry. I just apologized over and over again. And he started crying. I haven't seen my son cry since he was a little boy. And they didn't waste any time. They first just focused on my little girl. They ripped her clothes off. Like, why do you have to rip her clothes off? One of them held her down. Her little tiny body was on my bed, just held down. And they just, all three of them just, oh, it just makes me want to throw up. They just rubbed their dicks all over my poor little girl. And she was crying out for mommy, crying out for daddy. And then they just ended up just stuffing her little mouth with their cocks to keep her quiet, they said. And she was trying to still yell. And they even got onto her because she started biting on accident. Poor little girl, she said. She didn't mean to. She apologized to her rapist. And then they took her other holes. And she screamed like I've never heard her scream, especially with her tiny little pussy. She screamed so badly. And it's because that nasty fucking pedophile didn't even give a 5-year-old a chance to stretch. They just rammed it in. I watched. He just fucking rammed it in, probably tore her open. And I'm just stuck. I'm stuck. Every instinct to be a mother was taken away from me. And I look over at my goddamn husband, still hard. Still fucking hard, like the goddamn sick pervert he is. I don't even want to talk about him. I'm disgusted with him. I mean, getting hard from our daughter's rape. Like, what the fuck? God, I was literally like no type of turned on. Nothing about it was hot. Nothing. It was so sick to see my tiny little 5-year-old with her legs forced open for men, for grown men and their gross dicks. And they even, it's so hard to say because I'm talking about my poor little daughter. They even double stuffed her. They fucked her ass, and she screamed, but not as loud as when they first took her little pussy. But after they raped her little ass for a while, then they fucking double teamed a 5-year-old. Sick. It's fucking sick. I don't know who does that, but the nastiest fucking pedophile rapist on the goddamn planet. And they were finally done with her. And I asked if I could hold her, and I just held her. I just held her and shielded her from the trauma of watching her poor big brother get raped. And I told her I would make it all better once these mean men were gone. And my poor son, they ripped his clothes off too. And the poor thing, he wasn't. Oh, I had to see my son's cock. I had to. He wasn't hard. And oh my God, one of those sick fucks started sucking his dick. Ugh, like a grown adult sucking my 13-year-old's dick. And my poor son didn't know what to do. And I knew, I mean, anyone in that moment, their body would betray him. And the poor thing, what's going on in his head? I bet he's thinking, oh my God, am I gay? Am I a faggot now that a man made me hard? And it's like, and then they started calling him a faggot. They started pointing out that he got that his little dick got hard for that guy's mouth. And then they, oh my God, they passed him around. They passed my poor son's mouth around and forced him to suck their dicks. And they reminded him that the taste on their dicks was his sister's, you know, fuckholes. And my poor son was choking. He was choking so bad he hated every moment of it. Of course he did. And then they started. And then they started taking turns. They put my son on the bed. On his hands and knees. My poor son. And they would just take turns fucking him. Fucking his ass. And he tried to be so brave. He really did. I could tell he was trying not to cry. He was trying not to scream. And he did never scream. But I definitely saw tears in his eyes the whole time. Just crying while these men raped him in front of his mom and dad. And then they'd have another man fucking my son's mouth. The whole time calling him gay and calling him faggot. It's terrible. And to not to my surprise from the days, you know, what revealed from this day is my goddamn husband was hard through this too. I thought, okay, well maybe watching our son get raped and called a faggot would be a boner killer. It wasn't. It fucking wasn't. They even made my son go over and suck his dad's cock. And I looked over at my husband and I whispered to him. I said, don't you fucking enjoy it? Don't you goddamn enjoy it? Oh, God. My poor son. He even emptied his stomach a little bit. And he was sucking his dad's cock. Forced incest while he's getting raped. My poor son getting raped right behind him. And they told him that he wouldn't stop sucking his dad's cock until dad came in his mouth. And my fucking idiot husband, the fucking piece of trash husband that I have, he came. It didn't take fucking long. He came right in his son's mouth. And my poor son, oh my God, he threw up. Bless him, he threw up. I don't blame him. I mean, who? What the fuck? And then the men, and they said it was time to wrap up. And I thought, thank God, just fucking leave my children alone. Leave my children alone so I can work on repairing what's happened to them during this day. And they told my daughter to get back on the bed. And they told my son to get on the bed too. And they just told them to lay down with their mouths open while they jerked their disgusting rapist cock all over their faces. And then they made them kiss. They made my son kiss his little sister. Not a peck. And they wanted their nasty fucking cum shared between the two of them. And I was fucking disgusted. Disgusted. I mean, just to watch all this disgusting incest happen in front of me. Watching my children get raped. Watching my poor son get called a faggot, watching my piece of shit husband come in my son's mouth. I thought I've got so much work to do to try to repair this drama with my children. And I thought it was done. I thought, God, just get the fuck out of my house. They wanted one more thing. Of course they did. They were the most disgusting men I didn't even think men could be this fucking sick. They told me that they wouldn't leave until mommy was a good mom. And I went over and licked my children's abused holes like a good whore mom. And I just had to do it, right? I mean, I had to. And the first time I put my mouth on my daughter's, God, her little pussy was so swollen and abused. I was actually concerned, like, for her, like, medically, you know? And I barely put my tongue on it, and thinking I could get away with barely doing it, but they were watching, and they slapped me and told me to get into it, get my tongue inside of her. And I did that. I did it to all of my daughter's holes. I had to do it to my poor son's abused asshole. And they made sure that my tongue was firmly implanted inside of them, and I wanted to puke the whole time. And the sick fucks. Oh, sick fucks took pictures every time. Every time my tongue was inside of them. And they said that they had to do that so that I wouldn't. Like, if I told any officials about what happened, they would expose me online as a pedo mommy. So I couldn't even tell the cops. It's the worst fucking day of my life.